Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street. New and used. And did you know 85% of their used cars are trade-ins? That's right. They don't go to the auction. They send to the auction. They don't go to the auction. So if you're looking for a quality used car, new car, truck, El Cajon Ford is discounting like crazy. ElCajonFord.com, ElCajonFord.com. All right. We got our good buddy Dean Case on the line. Dean, how are you, sir?
Great, Dave.
Can you believe it? The MX-5 Cup is up and running.
Yeah, we had two amazing races yesterday. It was the second one was wild because we had to start early to get in before the rain hit in Alabama.
So kind of give us a recap. How did our boys do?
Well, we had 31 cars there start the season, and this is our first race with our new sanctioning partnership with IndyCar. So it was really a lot of new stuff to learn. Following the IndyCar procedures. Mm-hmm. We've worked with Anderson Promotions. They run the Monster Road to Indy. So a lot of things that have been worked out, brilliant systems, race controls, phenomenal. So the drivers had to kind of step up their game, if you will. We had a lot of little things like drivers getting speeding tickets, leaving pit lane, because there's a very strictly enforced speed limit on pit lane. Tech inspection a little more severe. So it's all good. We had two barn burner of a races. The first one, 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturday. It's kind of like three sprint races because we had a couple of cautions due to a couple of single car incidents, people going off, pushing a little too hard. So we had some good sprint races in between. And it was Patrick Gallagher over Mark Drennan, one of our California guys, and Nathaniel Sparks, who is the Alabama native. And the second race at 5:40 p.m., end of the day, which we actually then pulled up like 5:30 for our live stream and get in before the rain hit. It ended up the exact same result, but this one we had a start line incident that caused a yellow and then a 30-minute freight train of a race. And Mark Drennan had the field, I won't say he had it covered. He had a lead, but never more than about 3/10. And Patrick Gallagher got him on the last lap.
Wow.
Exciting racing and great racing throughout the field, not just for the win, but battles for 6th, battles for 10th, battles for 20th. So good
great.
Stuff.
That's good stuff. A
lot of new faces. Another California kid, Matt Kreshy from Silicon Valley, just graduated from Santa Clara University, starting a business teaching people to drive stick shift. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, stick shift.
Have we come to this? Oh, no.
Well, hey, you're right. I mean, it should have been second nature. You shouldn't be able to get your driver's license in my book if you don't drive manual. But it's nice to see a young driver who's taking that to heart and he's trying to develop us more driving enthusiasts for our products.
Yeah.
That is amazing, learning people. But you know what? Hey, somebody's got to do it.
No, we got a lot of stories. We had a very diverse, the age range with MX-5 Cup, I calculated 47 years between the youngest and the oldest driver.
Oh, that says a lot. That's great.
Yeah. Now tell the folks a little bit, what is the MX-5 Cup and how do you get involved in that?
MX-5 is relatively easy to get involved in. There's nothing in racing that's cheap. I mean, that's just a fact of life, but there's forms that are more affordable than others. And MX-5 Cup is, we believe, biggest bargain, best value in road racing. If you want to buy a car, you can buy one brand new for $58,900 turnkey, ready to race. What we're doing is we have a partnership with Long Road Racing in Statesville, North Carolina. And you've driven the car, Dave. You've driven prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
We take a base MX-5 from the factory in Japan, ship it to Long Road Racing. They decontent all the, you know, might say, street safety equipment, pull out the airbags, pull out all the, gut the interior, remove the sound deadening, remove the convertible top mechanism, the radio, the air conditioning, all that. So pulling out a few hundred pounds of things that you don't need for a racetrack, and then welding in a proper FIA spec roll cage, and all the appropriate racing safety equipment, and tweaking the suspension a bit. But it is they pull the engine, dyno it, just to make sure that they're all the same, and seal it. We don't even do a power increase other than a little bit of a mild increase due to the change to the ECU and the exhaust. But we want to keep it as affordable as possible. You could run probably 2 years of racing, never have to touch the engine other than oil changes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is a bargain. Yeah,
and you could either own the car and run it yourself. You could rent a car from one of the teams. There's about 8 teams competing in an MX-5 Cup right now. Or you could be like some folks, you just buy it to race in local SEC or NASA club racing, or just for a track day car. A low-maintenance track day car.
Kidding. Other than tires and maintenance and just normal servicing. And the beauty of it is, if you do get involved, there's a pretty hefty little prize at the end of the season.
Yes, there is. It's part of the Mazda Road to 24 scholarship program. If you win the MX-5 Cup, you win a $200,000 Mazda scholarship. So think about that. Mm. You know, cars under $60,000, prize is $200,000. That's a pretty good, you know, comparison.
It's a pretty good return on your investment.
And you're racing. Yeah. How bad could it be?
Right. You're
racing.
A ton of fun in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can't budget for what you're crash standing, so you want to watch.
Yeah.
Well, there's no adrenaline in MX-5 Cup. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, it's amazing racing, and it's a good camaraderie among the paddock. You know, this year, think of the 31 drivers, 22 are returnees. We have 9 rookies this year. So a nice balance between those who've been with us for, in many cases, 5 or more years. Ara Malkasian has competed in now 112 of the 114 races over the last 12 years.
Wow. So what has Mazda garnered from this involvement?
Well, we're kind of we're the 800-pound gorilla in grassroots racing. I mean, if you want to have the baseball comparison, we're not the New York Yankees, where every farm team you play on to get to the New York Yankees.
Gotcha.
Granted, we have a prototype program at the highest level of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. But our heart and soul is club racing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have literally thousands of racers. You know, we've sold over 3,000 spec Miata kits for the first and second generation Miatas. So those are our biggest brand advocates out there. They're the ones who convince their friends that before they go buy brand T or H, sedan, go test drive the Mazda. But with MX-5 Cup, you know, we're helping to make racing more affordable. We want more people to enjoy the sport. We sell parts, but we're not looking to make money for race cars. We kind of do those to break even. That's why, $58,000 is a bargain. We're not trying to make that as a cash cow. We're trying to get people involved in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you have that Mazda Speed program, too, that offers discounts on parts and things that you might need if you're a racer?
Right. So if you're a Mazda Motorsports team member, you sign up, and one, you get to buy your racing parts at a discount. And two, you get contingency money. So even if you're not racing in the pro, in the battery tender, Global MX-5 Cup presented by DF Goodrich Tires, you're not in that pro level. You're just running a local SECA Cal Club or SECA in the East Coast or NASA or whoever. We still pay contingency prize money. So if you go out and beat up on a bunch of Toyotas or Hondas or Fords or whatever, we pay you. And if you win like a club championship at the national level, like SECA runoff, that pays $5,000.
Oh.
It's worth being a member of that group.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I got to tell you, for less than $60,000, folks, you can't build that car for that price.
You can't because
you're going to have to go down, pay retail for a new Miata, then go buy the kit, then gut your car and and it won't be the same as Long Road because Long Road is an interesting story. Just that in itself, it's a father-son team, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a family operation.
Yeah.
Glenn and Alana Long run it. Their son is Tom Long, who's a factory Mazda driver of the prototype.
Right.
He was also the lead development driver of the Cup car. He was the very first non-Mazda employee to be allowed to drive the most recent generation MX-5. We flew him over to Japan because partly in the early stages, we had to decide, you know, how suitable is the new car going to be for racing? Mm-hmm. We obviously thought it would be, and it is. So, you know, how much work would it need? And Tom went over there and just blew the guys away. They made him drive a left-hand or a right-hand drive car. First time ever drive right-hand drive. And he broke the track record over proving grounds in Japan.
So
Tom's a rock star. He's raced all four generations of MX-5 Miata. Right.
He's a great guy on
absolutely.
Top of it. And his dad, the whole family are phenomenal. All right, buddy. Hey, this has been your segment. Thank you very, very much for taking time out of your afternoon. And I'll shoot this show off to you tomorrow. And just keep rocking him, buddy. And I look forward to talking to you down the road. Maybe some more
thank
updates
you.
As the MX-5 Cup continues on.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank All right, you,
buddy.
Dean.
Take
Bye,
care,
Dean.
Dean.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a small break, and hopefully somebody from Barone is going to call in. I don't know. Is Dirt Dude on the line? Nobody's on the line. Get your schedule out.
Yep.
The Car Girl is going to hook you folks up as to what's kicking here in San Diego County. Right here on Racer Radio, I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And...
it's AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, parisautospeedway.com. Take a run up, man. I tell you, you haven't lived till you've been to Paris Auto Speedway. And right now, we've got Ken McWilliams. He's not on the line. Oh, Dirt Dude, I'm jumping my gun as usual.
Oh, Dirt Dude.
Hey, Dirt Dude, how's it going, man?
How's it going, guys?
Doing wonderful. We had a great time last night. We didn't want to bug you. We hiked from one end of that track to the other end of that track. Everybody,
all around.
Everybody drove by and waved. Nobody gave us a ride. Judy and Mr. Salazar.
They told us to stay away from the rattlesnakes.
Yeah,
we
they
did.
Said to stay away from the rattlesnakes.
We
did.
We went to the pits.
Yeah, I went to the
pits.
We
went to the partiers up in the,
got
up on the hill.
God.
Oh my God, it's party up there.
Well, I was driving an Aston Martin Vantage S V12, and all your lovely fans were trying to talk me into taking it out on the track, which...
We could have got out there for you if you want to take a little road trip.
There's one thing in the press agreement is that vehicle is not to be taken out of the country nor rolled onto a racetrack.
Well, technically, it's not a racetrack, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a dirt surface.
It's not really a racetrack. Yeah, I could see Dave. He'd have to be like, I got to hire you. I got a problem. You need to go talk to the people at Barone and tell them. That's not really a racetrack.
It was a figure eight track last night. It wasn't an oval. So as long as you're not on a figure eight,
you know,
fine.
I've had to make some ridiculous arguments.
Well, you know.
But hey, maybe it would work.
You know what's really interesting? How big is that track?
Quarter mile.
It looks a lot bigger than a quarter mile.
It does.
If it didn't look like a half mile, I don't know what did.
Yeah.
Well, it's surprising. Well, I think we measure from an inside or just off the inside where most tracks measure from the outside or middle. So,
well, we went.
Yeah, it's a big.
We went to Todd's Hill. We were on Todd's Hill for a while. And then we went to the other side. And just so you'll know, the speakers
on the
north side
were
fine. Yeah. The speakers on the south side were not working on Todd's Hill.
Yeah.
And Salazar, or Judy said that they just put in all new stuff, so she was surprised that it wasn't.
Well, we put two new speakers in front of the main grandstands and two speakers on turn two. And we didn't do anything over by where the pits are. There's a spectator area in the pit.
Right.
Like you can go up there and there's benches and stuff like that. There's a cone there, but there's no driver on it.
Oh, okay. I guess.
We'll put one on there too, but I think if I put one on there, then it kind of throws, because that's where our officials are sitting too, and they'll hear me talking a lot rather than themselves.
Yeah, they don't want to hear you. The other thing I found interesting.
No one ever wants to hear me.
I know. But the other thing I found interesting that I was not aware of is that the drivers are in total communication with the officials at the track.
They aren't in communication with them. The officials are in communication with the drivers. There's no talking back. There's receive-only radios.
Yeah, right.
In their headsets.
That's
that was
mandatory.
Cool.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was
mandatory.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's. I mean, you know, again, you know, these are the things that I pick up that I had not seen before. The other thing I did not know that you can do at Barona is tune in with a set of headsets, tune in to the live broadcast of the show.
They can listen on the radio. Yeah, they can listen to our official channel.
Are you on that or no?
I have a scanner that I listen to the officials talking on.
Okay. But I'm just saying, it's too bad they couldn't wire you in so the folks can listen to you do your commentating, you know, during the race.
It'd be nice if we could do that, but it'd have to be a different frequency too. And like I said, half the time people don't want to listen to me talk. They're there to watch races and have fun. I'm just like annoying to them.
What happened to Evans?
Which one?
Yeah.
Chris, Eric.
Eric.
At the end, he won the figure eight, pure stock figure eight.
He was just cruising there he was having fun. You could tell he was having a good time.
Yeah. I gave him a whole bunch of grief about that. I'm like, dude, were you cruising on autopilot, drinking a Coke or something?
I know. It looked like it has foot up.
Up on the window, just fun to drive.
Yeah. And then who's the girl in the black car with the pink lettering and she's a hot mess?
Jessica Schaefer. She was at KUSI this year.
What did they do to the front of her car?
Her poor car looked horrible.
And that's been a working project. That hot mess has been a hot
a
mess.
So, Yep.
Her heat race, someone spun out in front of her, and she had very little time to react. Coming out of turn two, didn't see it, and then piled in.
Yeah, we seen it. We seen it. It was ugly. So we went into her pits, and she was a hot mess.
Yeah.
She was stomping around.
What do you do? It looked like her right wheel might have been torqued a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Ouch.
But now the racing, you know, the racing was good. I mean, it was fast. It was fun, and yeah. No, it's but you know, a few
there's
signs
for the weather.
The weather
was
warm.
Awesome.
It was perfect.
The weather was awesome. A little signage wouldn't hurt. We still couldn't find. We only finally found one concession stand. You know,
well, in the pits there's only one, and then the grandstands there's only one.
Yeah.
Well, we only found one in the pits, and we thought it was
one. You found it. It's like right there in the middle. You can't miss it.
Well,
I thought it was a closet.
It. We walked
it looked
by
like a
like
closet.
Three times.
We didn't know.
Finally, we saw somebody carrying away a Gatorade.
By a closet that smells like hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, we had to follow the smell. And
I really wish we would have snagged a hot hamburger because, man, they looked and makes my mouth water right now just thinking about
it. If we hadn't had a huge lunch.
Yeah, maybe that was the kicker.
That was it.
If it's not the hamburgers, the tri-tip sandwiches are really good.
Oh.
They put like that sauce on it. Oh, man. Oh. You could call it the beef and cheddar.
Dang.
I know. So, yeah, so, you know, God, it was a great night for racing. When's your next race?
It's going to be 2 weeks. Let's see. We did the 22nd, so.
Yeah, so it'll be 2 weeks.
May 6th. IMCA Modified, Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, Pony Stocks, Dwarf Cars, Super Stocks, Junior Sprints, and Mini Dwarfs.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going back to the normal night.
All right. Well, I mean, I got to tell you, you had a pretty good attendance of folks there last night.
The parking lot was
insane.
It was not as good as I'd like to see.
Well,
I think it had a little bit. This is a little warm. We had 650. We were hoping for 750 to 800.
Well, that was quite a bit. But you can't help that that boulder on the 78 stopped everybody from North County to coming up the back way of 78. Tom McGinn and a bunch of other people that I know all had to turn around and go back home because they couldn't even make it to the track.
I went like a back way through like Highland Valley back up and through that way.
Did you know?
Too bad for me.
Did you know that the road was closed?
Yeah, we were. Someone had been posting on Facebook about it, and I didn't know anything about it. And then, like at the beginning of the week, everyone sent the notice like, "Hey, the road's going to be closed. The road's going to be closed. You know, there's other ways around it. You have to go either into Poway, come up Scripps Poway Parkway, or go through Espola up to the 67, or the back way I took, which was Highland Valley, back up into Ramona, and then down by Dye Road, and then like into the track that way.
Yeah.
Well, that must have affected attendance a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean,
It was that, and then there was also, they had the road closed coming up the other side, Wildcat, from by the casino. I guess there was an accident or something. They had the road closed for a couple hours there coming that way. Like, no one could get in.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know where you would have parked any more
pedestrians. They were stacked. We could barely find a place for the Aston Martin.
Yes, and you should see.
I would have made room.
Dude, that thing had, when I got home, that thing had 12 inches of Barona dust. I mean, dirt. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I put it on KUSI this morning, and one of the guys says, "Hey, man, can we put your Aston in the pileup with all the rest of these cars for our show?" I go, "Yeah, if you want to clean it." They whipped out their little detail kits, man, and that car is spotless. I don't even have to tell. But
wow.
But folks, seriously, you've got to take time out and go to Barona. You've got to check it out. And I tell you, the fun part is walking around. Mm-hmm. Everybody's bench racing. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's got bonfires. They've cooking. Motorhomes. I mean, all up on the hillside where you can overlook and see the whole show I'm telling you. Every time I go, I'm impressed. Every time I go.
Did you look over into the parking lot area and see how many people just sit on the hill in the parking lot?
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
crazy.
My issue is, like I said, signage. So I'm driving around, and I mean, I don't even know where I'm going. Next thing I know, I went, "Oh, look, the back gate to the pits. I think we have to get a wristband or something." But well, I know, but once you get used to, I mean, it's not like you can get lost. At least I didn't end up on the track, because last time I ended up on the track by accident. I didn't know where I was going. I go, "Oh, shoot, this is getting onto the track," and then cars were behind me, and I was in an MR2. So that didn't go over well at all.
At a dead end.
Yeah.
Track's at a dead end in a road, so you're going to find it no matter what.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, I tell you, folks, go to Barona, speedway.com, baronaspeedway.com. You can find out anything and everything you want to know about the track. Scheduling and the killer thing is everything is there for you to find out about maybe getting involved in racing out of Barona. I mean, there's cars for sale, there's rules and regulations for building, and you guys pretty happy with the figure eight last night?
It went well. It was actually really good. We're looking forward to the next one, which is on the 17th, June 17th.
Yeah. Now I talked to who's the promoter for the figure eights.
Mad Dog or Allen?
I think it was Mad Dog.
K-9 Mad Dog, Michael Will. Yeah,
because I told him he ran
three different races. He ran a pure stock race,
pure
stock oval, a pure stock figure eight, and a unlimited figure eight. He was tired by the end of the night.
I bet he was wiped. So I told him, I said, "Get his butt down to KUSI with some figure eight cars, and we'll take some video from Peter and use that as backdrop." So, all right. Well, hey, fun time had by all last night, my man.
I'm glad you guys came out. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it and had fun.
All right, we'll be back.
Cool.
All right, man.
We'll see you there.
All right, enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a great week next week, and keep them racing.
All right, buddy, bye.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on
AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Get ready. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Yes, we support all local racetracks, so that we can keep them alive and well. But before we run to Ken McWilliams, we have got a new Facebook page.
Right, Racer Radio. Go and like us on Facebook. We've been there for about a month, and my friends in the sorority world don't really
and lawyers.
They're not liking our page enough. So please give us some love.
What are we going to find on that page?
We're going to find, well, actually, I just uploaded video from last night's Paris figure eights.
Yeah, Barona.
I'm sorry, Barona's figure eights. And then I post whatever I find about our local racers.
You're going to go to Fabulous Fords next weekend, so you'll post some of that.
Some of that. If they have racing cars, it's got to be racing themed. But I try to keep you up to date on all the people that are fans of the show and our racers that we follow. And if there's something really interesting, I go ahead and upload it there to our Racer Radio Facebook page. So go and like it.
All right. Hey, right now we got Ken McWilliams on the line. Now, this guy, when it comes to figure eight racing, in fact, Michelle says, is figure eight racing becoming popular? It was never not popular. And Ken is the king of figure eight and trailer racing at Paris Auto Speedway. He's won the championship the last 2 years, went undefeated last year, was leading the season opener last year when he had a flat tire.
Oh, in the last
racing
lap.
Will definitely humble you better than anybody on the planet. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. So how long have you been trailer racing?
Probably about 6 years. I think I started the year after Paris started their Night of Destruction. So I think it's been about 6 years now.
Yeah. And you've been able to win the championship 2 years in a row. What would you say? I know you're not going to tell me the secrets, but what would you say the one of the reasons why you do so well?
I don't know. I've just been lucky. I mean, there's a lot of fast cars, and obviously in the trailer races, debris and a bunch of stuff off the trailers, sofas and boats and stuff like that, they get knocked around on the track. So you just got to kind of maneuver around them and drive kind of smart and have a little bit of luck on your side. So, so far I've been a little bit lucky in that.
What kind of car do you drive on the track?
I got a Camaro. I got a Camaro for the figure eight trailer race, and then I use it as a demo cross, and I also have an Outlaw figure eight car that I run in the regular figure eight race.
What kind of car?
And it's called an Outlaw figure eight. It's kind of what they ran at Barona last night.
Oh, okay. Were you there last night?
I was there watching. My car wasn't ready. I didn't get the parts in time.
I was telling Michelle, because it's kind of cute, because she'd been to Paris. I've taken her to Paris a few times, but she had never been to Barona. And she was looking around, and I told her, I says, it's just like racing in the 50s.
It is. It's very grassroots there.
Very grassroots. I mean, the grass is literally growing as you're watching the race. But it's good racing. And there's no comparison to Paris. Paris is one type of track. Barona is another. And I think you could say that pretty much about every track in Southern California, really, when you come right down to it. And that's the beauty of all the – I know we don't have a lot of tracks, but the few tracks we do have, that's the uniqueness is because there's no two alike.
Yeah, that is very true. I mean, whether you go to Victorville, which is no longer around, or Bakersfield, or Paris, or Barona, or anywhere really. I mean, the type of surface you race on, whether it be dirt, clay, or the banking, or the tightness of the turns in the track, it's all different. So it makes it fun and interesting. Because you can't just drive one way. You got to learn how to drive different ways and set your car up different ways as well. So
yeah, absolutely. Were you aware of the Western States Racer Expo?
I was. Unfortunately, I was out of town, so I missed it.
Yeah, well,
so I will be at the next one for sure.
Well, good. Look us up, because we're gonna drag our radio show up there, and we actually do live interviews of young drivers, and show them how, help them, work on sponsorship packages, and I'm just kind of the media guy, so I bring that. So we'd love to have you sit in with us next year, because I'm sure we're gonna be up there as well. So,
yeah, no problem. I'll be there for sure.
Excellent. Now, your father used to race at Ascot, and so I understand your mom did too.
Cool.
Yeah, my dad used to race, hobby stocks and factory stocks, and he ran some figure eights and some enduros at Ascot, Orange Show, Pearsonville, Saugus, Bakersfield, pretty much anywhere locally. My mom raced mini stocks.
Okay.
So, at Ascot. So, yeah, my whole family raced. My grandpa raced, my aunts and uncles.
Wow.
So, my cousins currently race right now.
Uh-huh. So, did your mom outdrive your dad?
No, no, two different classes. I don't think he would let that happen. He might. He'd have to pull a plug or something like that. He didn't want to hear that.
I could. I know. I just couldn't help myself. And then above and beyond that, I guess you're I mean, I'm reading this because Scott was nice enough to send it to me. Big into physical fitness, which is truly a plus for what you do behind the wheel, right?
Yeah, I didn't really think it would be, but I remember I was getting tired, not only at the races, but like walking upstairs, and I was telling my wife I had to do something, and we ended up signing up for a CrossFit gym and started doing that, and now, I mean, I don't get tired after the races, so it works out pretty good.
And you can still eat all your barbecue. I understand you're a competitive barbecuer as well. My goodness.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how competitive. I did one competition, one of the fire crews at the safety fire crew at Paris. They were holding a benefit competition.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys there, he's really, really into it. So I went out there and I gave it a shot, and it didn't work out too well, but I mean, nobody got sick, but I want to do another one. Got to try again.
All right.
Well, I like barbecuing myself, you know, and it's a science to a certain degree, and everybody has their own specialties and their own sauces and
secrets.
Yeah. So far you've got exactly. All your likes are my likes. I can tell you racing and barbecue. I mean, how bad could it get? Right.
Exactly. Well, I mean, just means we need to hang out.
I tell you, I mean, I bet your pit is probably more popular than everybody else's because I'm sure you barbecue or smoke.
How did we miss it?
I don't know. Well, he wasn't racing last night.
Right, but he must have been hanging out with
somebody. He was spectating, see, and he didn't bring any of his good food. So, right? Am I right?
You're right. I brought some grapes and water. That's all I brought yesterday to eat.
Man. So.
Grapes and water. Hey. Question, and I always do this, I push on it hard for the kids and then the adults and everything. Who gets you to the racetrack? Who's on the side of your car that you couldn't do it without them?
Obviously, my dad and his business, Jose's Tractors, that's first and foremost. I mean, if he didn't help me out, there's no way I'd be able to make it to the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my buddies in his business just came on board. Damon, he has a clothing business, American Fit Apparel. And actually, the cool thing about that is last race, we made up 40 shirts for the kids and some for the adults. We handed out 40 T-shirts to the kids in the stands. And then we actually made up another 40 that we're going to be handing out this week to the kids as well. So him and his company helps me tow because I got two cars I take to the track. And then Amber Janitorial, the cleaning business around, and Tom's Fabrications, he helps me do some work on the car sometimes, and that's about it. But you know, we're always looking for more.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, and it sounds to me like you know, you're definitely driving on enough tracks. I mean, and it's great. It's great billboards. There's no doubt about that. So, what was your dad's business?
Jose's Tractors. He has a tractor repair business.
Oh, okay. Is that big rig, big rig tractors?
No, like farm equipment, like little Kubotas and John Deere's and stuff like that.
And then I just got another text from Scott. I guess your cousin, Amanda Smith. We've had her on before.
Yeah, Alyssa.
Oh, well,
cousin Alyssa,
it's coming.
Yeah.
Hey, it's coming from Scott Delosio. You don't expect him to spell.
I know. I mean, he's a Lions fan. I mean, what do you expect?
Is he really? Oh my! And yeah. He likes that game with that little puck. What is it called? Hockey?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch that stuff.
I don't either.
You
I told him.
Got to do that inside.
Yeah, and he sits there and says, "I hate NASCAR. Yeah, I like hockey." How could you like hockey?
Yeah.
But that's another story.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
That's true.
Nobody's perfect.
Let's give him a Lisa because he is a phenomenal announcer. You got to give him credit there.
Oh, definitely. One of the best in the business. I was telling him the other day I should have hired him to MC my wedding.
You should have, but he would have gone turn by turn. I don't know how well that would have worked out, but, you know, hey.
I would have been funny for me and my family. I mean, my wife's family might not have liked it too much, but.
Right.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah, because you guys eat, sleep, and drink it. And that was what was cool about going to Barona last night because Michelle had never been before. And she just could not get over how family-oriented that track was. Just like Paris. The only difference between Paris and Barona is you can bring your motor home. You can camp out anywhere in that place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like about Barona is you can just kind of go out and and hang out afterwards, have a bonfire.
Stay the night.
That's what I like about that Sark Split.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was super cool.
Yeah. You can stay the night. You don't have to get up. You can get up in the morning and a nice have breakfast and then come down off the mountain nice and easy. Yeah. No, I like it too. It's a great thing. So what do you do daytime work? What do you do to keep yourself busy?
I actually work for my father-in-law. He has a cleaning business for some local commercial companies, and then I also work at the gym as well. So
all right. Where's your dad located?
Started that out. My dad's out in Menifee.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a little bit north of Temecula. Temecula and Paris, the racetrack.
Yeah.
He's close.
I may go visit him. I'd like to get me a little tractor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've been looking around for a used one. You know, I don't need anything high speed unless, you know. Hmm. But may have to go take a look at it. But, all right.
Yeah,
so
we'll get you set up.
Yeah. So when's your next race?
This Saturday at Paris Auto Speedway. We'll be running the figure eight trailer race, of course, and then the demo cross, and then also the regular outlaw figure eight race. So pretty much everything except for the spectator race.
Darn, I've got to MC an event. Otherwise, I would be there. But this is not the only race you're going to run. You're going to run a couple more throughout the year at Paris?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be at all the Paris Night of Destruction races. I'm actually in the process of trying to get a street stock ready to run at Paris.
Mm.
And then hopefully I can make a race or two at a couple other local tracks to run figure eight as well.
Well, I tell you what, I know you're a long way away from San Diego, but if you ever want to give back to your sponsors and put your car out there to try to gain some sponsors, I offer free television in San Diego, and we're the number one watched morning show. Just bring your car down, your crew, and your sponsors, and 3 to 4 minutes on KUSI, and trust me, you know they'll appreciate it because being the number one watched morning show in San Diego and the only guy doing this for over 17 years, hey, I'll be more than happy to help you, and it won't cost you a dime.
Hey, that's not a problem. I can make that happen.
All right. Well, then get a hold of Scott Delosio. He'll send you my email address, and we'll definitely get hooked up.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. All right, buddy. Well, then I'm going to go ahead and let you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. That's Ken McWilliams. And what number car will be on the side?
52,
folks. And what color is it so they can look for it?
Green is the outlaw car, and then the figure eight trailer race car, I'm not sure yet. We're actually in the process of building a new one for this weekend. So
whatever
color thing we have lying around.
Oh, see, gosh.
Go look for the rattle can. Yeah. See what color you're going to paint it this time.
So somebody's going to be staying up late.
Yep, somebody's going to be staying up late. All right, Ken, good talking to you, and I hope to see you at the tracks. We'll make sure we hunt you down when we come up.
All right, sounds good. We'll hook you up with some food. Let me know before.
There you go. Now you're on my right. All right. All right, buddy. Thank you, and take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to take a small break, folks. When we come back, who we got coming in?
Well, we might have Joel calling in.
Joel Rayborn.
One of our young racers, yeah.
Fast Track Rayborn, right here on Racer Radio.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio right here on
AM 1170, The Answer.
See, that way I'm not going to get yelled at for making a mistake, because I am constantly making a mistake here at Ice Station 1210.
You are. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, yeah, like us on Facebook.
Yes, and where at? Racer Radio.
Just like we. And also, if you go on Racer Radio just for today, because we have a $50 gift certificate to Classic Industries up in Huntington Beach, and they have a website, so don't worry. You don't have to go to Huntington Beach to get parts for your Camaro, your Corvette,
Plymouth,
whatever you've got. It's
Mopar, Chevrolet, and Ford, and it's anything and everything. These guys are massive. So.
It's a huge warehouse stacked up to the ceiling with parts. And so I have a $50 certificate.
And I have a $50 certificate. So the first two people that like Racer Radio and say, I want the
Classic Industries gift certificate.
Yeah, or just say I want the gift certificate. The first two people that do that starting now. Racer Radio. So Joel can't do it because he's on the line.
Is he?
Joel Rayborn. He is here right now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you and Michelle doing?
We're doing fantastic. Are you working in the garage?
Yeah, we're out here just looking over a couple things on the sprint car right now.
So when are you racing again?
My next race will be the Young Guns race on May 27th. It's the Salute to Indy at Paris Auto Speedway.
Oh, that'll be a good.
So it's Indy 500 weekend.
Sort of, kind of.
Get it. And so what are you going to race that weekend?
That weekend I will be racing in the Young Gun Series. The 08 Inland Racing Duncan Motorsports sprint car.
The sprint car, that's it, yes.
Well,
we did,
but I don't think we knew we were at Barona last night. Because she had never been to Barona. Have you been to Barona?
No, I have not been to Barona.
Well, just imagine going back to a racetrack in the 50s. You sit on the sides of the hills, and we were sitting next to two gentlemen from
Inland Rigging.
Yeah,
and I saw their T-shirts and their hats, and I said, "Oh, I know about that
team.
You're a sponsor of a young racer," and I was very, awesome. That's great that you did that. But
yeah,
anyway. Nice people, very nice people.
Yes, they were actually out there watching Blake Thornell and Randy Thornell go around the track. Good job to them as I believe they placed first and third.
I think you're absolutely correct. Well, you're going to need to put that track on your bucket list. At least go down and check it out. It's a quarter mile, but it's a big quarter mile. I mean, and they actually cut the track at during the intermission.
Yeah, they had a big pause in the middle with the big, what would you call that, an excavator?
Well, it was a road grader. But, okay. Joel, let me ask you this. I know you haven't been racing a ton of time, but do you think it would be a positive that if they cut the track during intermission? Or do you think just leaving it the way it is from beginning to end?
Well, it depends on the track conditions at that point in time, but sometimes you would like them to cut it. Sometimes you want them to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So as the cars run on it, let's say it got over wet and overcut, then you would want them to leave it alone so it starts to dry out a little and take slop out of it.
Yeah, and I think they did it right. They had the water truck out after every other race, but it got dusty. It got dusty really quick, and then once they cut it, and then wet it down. I didn't see any more dust after that, so it was kind of interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, when they when you cut the track, you get the water farther into the ground. So when you lay the water on top of the track, if it's already dry or slicked off or rubbered down, then the water lays on top, and you basically just burn the water off of the surface.
Right, and then you're back to dust again.
Right.
Yeah, so really not a whole lot. Car's all ready to go. You don't have to do any prep, everything, and you pretty much got it dialed in. I mean, you know what the setup is.
Yeah, I mean, when we get to Paris on May 27th, Toby Sampson, my crew chief, I want to say thank you to him for helping us out all year and being our crew chief all year. He and I will work on the setup throughout the night and hope that it's for a good night. And right now we are actually... I raced at Kern a couple weeks ago, and we're doing pretty good and moving forward. Got caught up in a wreck, and that damaged the number 13 JN5 Corporation midget pretty good. But I want to say thank you to Matt Shuck and Aaron Shuck Motorsports. They're helping us get back out on the track, and thank you to them. And also to bring on a new sponsor, Jake Swanson Shock Technology. We've known Jake for a while. He's starting to help us out now.
Excellent. And boy, there's nothing better than having a shock guy in your back pocket.
No, yeah. Especially nowadays, shocks are one of the most important things on a car. especially just for the handling of the car and just the change in what you were talking about earlier, even the track surface. Shocks can work with that too.
Right. That and tire pressure are probably the two most important things when it comes to a dirt car.
Right. You want to get that tire pressure correct too, so you don't have too much grip, or you don't, and to make sure you have enough grip.
Right. And that's at all four corners, because they're not all the same.
Right. Yeah. We usually set the front tires and leave them alone for the night. The rear tires, differ as in do stagger with the rear as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because, you know, you got your, you know, because it is a circle and it's semi-banked in some conditions. I mean, yeah, you got to, and that's art in itself. And I know, do you guys keep books on tracks where you go, set up books?
Yeah, we have a book for the number 13J InFab Corporation Midget, as well as the InlandRigging.com Sprint Car. We have setup sheets to go back to our base setups and work throughout the night with the, as far as the track changes and move forward.
I think it's great. And that's what you have to do. You have to do your due diligence. And I just like the fact, oh, and by the way, did we happen to ask you how old you were? Because that'll be a shocker to most.
Oh, I'm 14 years old.
14 years old, going on 32. But that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, did you watch any motorsports today on TV?
No, I did not. We were planning to watch Bristol.
Yeah, it rained out.
I got postponed until tomorrow.
Yeah, but they had the supercart races back in, I think it was Silverstone. Did you ever kart race?
No, I've never raced karts.
Don't do it. You will get so hooked. Because that, there's nothing better, half inch off the ground doing about 80 or 90 mile an hour amongst other fellow competitors.
Yeah, especially without a roll cage, too.
Yeah, that banging into each other is not good. That one wheel gets the other wheel, and somebody's going airborne. But, hey, that's okay. So, well, hey, I'm just really glad that everything's going well for you. You're pretty excited about the season. Where are you at in the standings of the Young Guns?
Right now, we are leading the Young Gun Series point standing at Paris Auto Speedway.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, what are the when you win the championship? What are you going to win?
I'm not sure what you win for a championship. I think it's just a trophy. The Young Guns doesn't pay anything. There's no purse or anything, so I don't think there's anything to put forward into anything else but a trophy.
And bragging rights.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And in your career, I think winning the Young Guns is a feather in your cap.
His first time.
Yeah, your first time out of the box. I mean, this will be good for your career for sure. So Yeah, go ahead.
I'm glad to be out at Paris in the number 08 in the ring.com Dunkel Motorsports Sprint Car and to have the opportunity from them.
I hear it. Hey, by the way, are you keeping your dad busy? You got him under the hood?
Yeah, right now he's helping me work on the sprint car, just keep it maintained.
That's what we want. All right, buddy. All right, well, hey, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday afternoon, and we look forward to talking to you after the next race at Paris Auto Speedway, which will be
May 27th. I also want to thank all my sponsors, Inland Rigging, ANJ Racing, InFab Corporation, DJ Safety, MPD Racing, Advanced Racing Suspensions, ROW Signs and Graphics, and Justice Brothers, and Toby Sampson. And also give a shout out to Toby Sampson's brother, Tommy Sampson Jr. He's in the hospital right now, and hope he gets well soon.
Mm. All right. Yes. Best wishes to him as well.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Get back out there. Start wrenching.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, folks. Joel Rayborn, man. I tell you, that kid is good. 14 years old. 14.
Okay. Happy to support his program.
Happy, happy, happy. All right.
All right.
Well, we didn't get your schedule in real quick, but any hot items that you want to throw out there?
Well, gosh, you always do this to me.
Well, no, that's okay if you don't have anything.
So next weekend is the Fabulous Fords Forever.
Which I think is worth talking about.
At Knott's Berry Farm, and I'm going to go.
And you're not going to be here on radio because you've got a full day of media. to 10 with.
It's that Ford's event alone is going to keep me busy.
Thousands of Fords, and you'll have to eat fried chicken and blue boysenberry pie.
I know. Oh, bummer.
Because it's at Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, bummer. Right. Oh, so we have to mention the Cajon Cruise is next Wednesday, and it's going to be girls' night out.
Oh my gosh!
Is the theme?
That's I know. That sounds difficult.
I know. And then Motor Cars on Main Street is also on April 30th.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good show.
Yeah. So, and then also on April 30th, if you're not going to be in Coronado, go to the Pal Joey show.
The Braille Institute
fundraiser.
Eye Candy Car Show.
April 30th at Pal Joey's. Cruisin' Grand starts on May 5th. Okay, it's not yet.
No, it's
coming. You have to wait a little bit.
It's coming.
But it's on the way.
All right? All right, kiddo. Well, hey, thank you very much.
Hey, I do the best I can.
We're playing your song.
Yes, you are.
And coming up next, Gun Sports Radio. Stay tuned.
Happy trails, everybody.
This is
AM 1170, The Answer, Racer Radio. Like us on Facebook.
Bingo.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.